Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader. So excited to have you connected on today. And let me tell you, I'm really excited about you being connected in this space. This is a place where we come together. Leaders understand that we are made better because iron sharpens iron. We come in this place every week because we're looking for strategies, practical tools that we can apply to the terrain of leadership. And I want you to know that I bring over 30 years of leadership, development, and execution to this platform. And I want to thank you so much for receiving the download. We do this as a seed. We sow into the lives of leaders because we want to see you win. And I just believe that the fruit of this podcast is being witnessed all over the world. Everywhere I go, people tell me how this podcast is a blessing to them. If you're listening for the first time, I would absolutely love for you to connect with me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. Follow me right there. Love to connect with you, get to know you, and find out how I could be of service to you. If you'd like me to come to speak to your organization, your staff, your team, your church, etc., go to josephwalker3.org. Would love to do it. Would love to be a part of it. Let me tell you, my books are there. My merch is there. Content, a variety of things you can check out right there at Joseph Walker 3. Got several books on leadership, such as Leadership and Loneliness, Leader Shifts, No Opportunity Wasted. A lot of great books that'll bless you. Then, of course, I want to encourage you to go over to our YouTube and check out Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. My wife and I have a wonderful YouTube channel that we pour content into every single Friday. New content is uploaded. We talk about relationships, balancing, career, in ministry. We talk about parenting. We talk about purpose, a variety of things that I believe you would be blessed to be a part of. If you're married, you and your spouse, if you're not, you and your boo, or you and yourself can sit down and just be inspired every Friday and listen to these YouTube podcasts. I want to also encourage you because one of the most exciting things we have going now is the Next Level Leader Book Club. Man, every week, 2 weeks, we're reading a new book. We're doing 25 books in 2025, and I want to invite you to be a part. Wherever you can catch up, come in. It doesn't matter if you read 10 books, as long as you're a part of the book club. All you got to do is text book club to 78228. That's book club to 78228. We want you to know that leaders are readers, and I want to make sure that you are connected, and I really appreciate you being a part. So thank you in advance. Today, I want to talk about overcoming the perfection syndrome. Let that sink in. Every leader, particularly leaders who are A-type, gunners, I'm talking about you. You know what it means to have that perfection syndrome, that everything has to be done like to perfection. Let's talk about that. That can be a handicap, literally a hindrance to the fulfillment of your vision and the development of your own identity as a leader because one, nobody's perfect. Two, you have to create space for failure, mishaps, so that you can have learning opportunities. And you're dealing with imperfect people on your team and on your staff. So I think it's incredibly important out of the gate to suggest that nobody is going to ever do every single thing perfect. Now, there is a difference between perfection and excellence. Excellence is something you should strive for unapologetically, making certain that everything has a certain aura, decor, presentation, etc. That's excellent. Perfection syndrome is when you truly feel that any error, any mishap, any drop ball can just, you know, cause the institution to just be completely unsalvageable and you have to start all over. No, things are going to happen. Let's be very clear. Things are going to happen. So what's important for you and I to understand is number one, we must set realistic goals. Out of the gate, let's talk about that. Aim for excellence, but avoid unrealistic standards that create unnecessary stress. When you have these perfectionistic ideas and goals, you are setting yourself up for failure. You put your team in a place that's unfair. People walk around with fear that they would have a mishap or for fear that something would go wrong. And one of the things that I believe is so important is that no fear-based relationship is ever going to be healthy. Zero. No fear-based relationship is ever going to be healthy. I'm going to say it one more time. No fear-based relationship is going to be healthy, meaning that the people who work for you cannot walk around on eggshells saying, oh my God, we can't mess up, we can't do this. You want people to work freely, creatively, let that flow within the organization. You want to be able to work that way. And so what? You know, if you make, you know, you write a wrong letter, that's what the eraser is for. Every pencil has an eraser for that exact reason. There was an assumption of your imperfection. So when you are planning and strategizing, set realistic goals. And I think that's one of the most important things you could ever do as a leader as relates to overcoming this perfection syndrome so that you don't stress yourself out or create an environment where everybody's on eggshells, pins and needles, and stress. You've been in that environment before. You know what it feels like. So number one, set realistic goals. All right. What's number two? Number two is focus on progress, not perfection. As you go through the terrain of leadership, as you are manifesting vision, as the thing is evolving, enjoy and embrace the journey. Embrace a growth mindset where improvement is the main goal. I talk about this all the time. As you measure where you're going, look, start celebrating those small successes and begin to think about, am I improving? Are we trending up? This is what you do. You have to know that we are becoming. Let me help you understand that. We have not become, we are becoming. And as a result, if we are constantly becoming, we're constantly growing, we're constantly evolving. And if we're not becoming, we're declining, we're dying. And so if the institution, if the church or whatever is progressing, celebrate that progress. Celebrate that we are further along today than we were yesterday. We are so far ahead of where we were last year. So what I've learned to do, and I had to really reset that in my own mind, that I had to pause and say, wait a minute, when I look at what we were doing last year and I look at what we're doing now, we're trending upward. So I have to celebrate that, embrace that growth mindset and recognize that improvement is truly the main goal. Are the people around me growing? Is the institution growing? Am I growing? That's what you should embrace. That's what you should celebrate. And then I think when you do that, you always understand, number three, that you're able to accept mistakes as a part of growth. That when mistakes come, don't normalize errors, but you must understand this. You must get to a place where you say, these are opportunities to learn and to grow. That every mishap, every mistake, every error is a teaching moment. I know, for example, there are moments in which I've had staff, people who are working for me to not do a thing properly. Now I could go off on the deep end and say, oh my God, you know, everything's going to fall apart because you didn't do that. No, the world is not going to end because that person did not deliver as I intended. What I now must do as the next level leader is approach that person and create a teaching moment, bring into context what I envisioned to them and why. Oftentimes, we make an assumption that people understand specifically what we are asking of them. And when they don't deliver on those expectations, we get frustrated. Can I tell you something? As a leader, you have to see yourself in the cockpit. And the people who are on the plane, they're not privy to the cockpit. They see in part, you see in whole. They just see out of their window. You see radar, you see everything, all the intersectionality of the flight. So in essence, you understand how this impacts that, how that impacts that, how this impacts that. And so you have to explain slowly to people and help them understand, okay, you didn't do this right, but let me explain why it's necessary to do it this way and not that way. And let me put into broader context as to why I'm saying this. You see how that works? That's how you help people get better. And that's how you use it as a teaching moment. Use these opportunities as learning
and growing moments. Number four, I really hope you heard me there. Limit comparison to others. The perfection syndrome is infamous for this. Comparing yourself to everybody else, particularly when you are looking on social media. You're looking at what others are doing and you're saying, man, why aren't I doing that? And why can't I do that? And so you're stressing yourself out and stressing your team out, trying to compete with somebody who's not paying you any attention. And you're not allowing all of the giftings and blessings that are inside of you to come to total fruition. Remember that everyone's journey is unique to them. So stop measuring yourself against others. Here's the thing that I always say. I only compete with who I was yesterday. Can we say that again? I only compete with who I was yesterday. Man, when you wrap your mind around that, woo, listen to me. That's why it's so important, man, to limit your comparison. God only made one you, one organization like yours. So I've learned, like, man, let me tell you something. At the church I pastor in Nashville, Mount Zion, I have learned, man, to just stay in my lane, mind my own business, put my energy into that ministry, not comparing myself to anybody else or what somebody else is doing. I've just focused on that. I have watched that ministry continue to thrive and grow beyond expectation because all of my energy was focused on the race that I was running. When you do that with your business, your organization, you will see incredible yield, dividends because of it. But if you're all over the place watching this and comparing yourself, it's okay to observe, to learn. But when you start comparing, then you'll start taking things that are not organically designed for your place and bringing them over to your place and they don't fit. Everything that I see in other places doesn't fit in the place where I am. I could admire certain parts of it, but I recognize that the place where I am is unique to itself. So you have to know how to limit comparison to others. It's one of the key things to help you overcome this comparison, this perfection, all of this stuff that creates this syndrome. All right, here's number five, which is a big one. Prioritize high impact tasks. Prioritize high impact task, meaning focus on what drives the greatest value rather than perfecting every detail. What is it that drives the organization with greater value? What is it that we can put our energy around to say, we're going to focus our energy on here. We're going to lock in on our investments here. We're going to push this out as a priority versus trying to be a perfectionist in all the small little things around and we're losing time and wasted energy. Really, when I lock in on the main thing, the high impact task, I'm able to see a greater sense of productivity and I'm able to manifest the vision in greater ways. And so I want to challenge you to really think about, where's your energy? Where's your focus with your team? Are you trying to do all the small little things, or you're going to focus on those high impact tasks that truly are going to yield a benefit to your organization? Here's number six. Develop a healthy feedback, right? In other words, get you a team of people that can offer constructive feedback, personal criticism. Now, I just talked about this. You're hearing it like a broken record, but I'm telling you, it's nothing like surrounding yourself with collective intelligence, people that you trust, people that can speak into your life, that can tell you the truth without any kind of retaliation. You need people that can be honest with you. Jesus, on one occasion, asked a question, who do men say that I am? He asked that to the disciples that he chose. At some point, you got to stop and ask people, how are we doing? Who do people think that we are? What kind of leadership model do you think that I'm presenting here? How do you think people are perceiving what we're trying to accomplish? When you get that feedback, it helps you kind of reset and move forward and be more effective as a leader. And I'm afraid of people who call themselves leaders but don't allow others to speak into their lives critically. I welcome it. I mean, I truly welcome that kind of constructive criticism. There's a difference between people complaining because they don't have capacity or because they're lazy or because they're fearful of change versus those who truly have their finger on the pulse of culture, people that are trying to maintain relevance, people who have industry knowledge, people who want to come and say, look, this is unacceptable. We can do it this way. We can reach a broader audience. Our scale is too small. Let's do this. We'll take more investment and put here. Those are the folks I love to have in the room because they keep me relevant. They keep me going. And if you want to know why Dr. Joseph Walker is relevant, it's because I surround myself with people who I trust to speak into my life and to keep me relevant. That's how I know which things on social media to go on. That's how I know which things to address and not to address. That's how I know how ministry trends or how business trends or how podcasts should be, because I surround myself with people that can tell me the truth. And I think that's important. So I want us to review, man, this is one I hope that is really blessing you. We're overcoming the perfection syndrome. And we're talking, first of all, about really setting those realistic goals, because we recognize that no one is perfect. No one will ever be but Jesus Christ who walked the earth. But the reality is that because we're not Jesus, we must set those realistic goals so that we don't have stress in our office, stress on our team, stress in our own lives, because we're walking around on eggshells, fearful of making an error or a mistake. Number two, we talked about focus on progress and not perfection. Celebrate the progress along the way. Remember, it is a journey, so embrace the growth. Look at how far you've come and begin to celebrate. Look, I was here last year. Look where I am now. We were here 5 years ago. Look where we are now. Thank God for the progress, not the perfection, but the progress. Celebrate that. Embrace your team's progress as well. Number three, accept mistakes as part of growth. Everybody's going to make a mistake, but look at this not as something to be punitive about, but something that you can actually grow from. Grow from it. That's what I love about it, man. I can grow through it. And so as a consequence, let me tell you, I just believe with all of my heart that when you get to an opportunity where you learn and you grow from your errors and your mistakes, you become so much better, so much wiser, because those experiences have taught you a lot about yourself, taught you a lot about the people around you, and taught you a lot about God. Then number four, we talked about limiting comparison to others. Remember that everybody's journey is unique. Your journey is not my journey. My journey is not your journey. Everybody has their own unique journey. I have to avoid measuring myself over against others. I must make certain that I limit these comparisons to others. It's very, very, very important that I do that. So make certain that you're not on social media, scrolling, going up and down and up and down, comparing yourself to everybody else. Don't do it, because it is important. It is important that you recognize you. I promise you, you can be the best you ever. Here it is. Number five, prioritize high impact tasks. Find those things that you focus on that drive greater value, not perfecting every detail. And then number six, develop healthy feedback. Make sure you surround yourself with people who can give you the proper feedback, can do the things that are necessary in your life. Talk to you, tell you the truth. Man, that's a wonderful thing. Here's number seven, practice self-compassion. Woo! Be patient and kind to yourself. We talked about this before. You got to take care of you. At the end of the day, I want you to make sure that you recognize that imperfection is a part of being human. So stop being so hard on yourself. You're beating yourself up saying, oh, the speech could have gone better, or we could have presented this proposal better, or man, you're just a human being. It's okay. I mean, it's okay. Like literally, it's okay to get a 93 versus 100. It's still an A. But sometimes we're so hard because we focus on all the things we got wrong and we don't celebrate the 93% we got right. So just have a little bit of self-compassion, a little mercy on yourself, and know that you are a next level leader and greatness is coming in your life. I want to thank you so much for listening today. I hope this has truly helped you today. Hope you have been blessed by this podcast. I want you to follow me now. Please do. At Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Make sure you follow me. Stay connected to me. That means the world. I truly appreciate all of you. Make sure you go to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. And I need you to join the Next Level Leader Book Club. It's going to be a blessing and I cannot wait to see you on it. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you for tuning in. And I certainly look forward to you being a part next time. Until then, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram
Joseph Walker.